In India, rape is as much a social problem as a criminal one. It's a subject still shrouded in shame and stigma in a country governed by conventional patriarchy, which means women who have suffered sexual attacks still hesitate to report it to the police for fear of reaction and social isolation. But a movement has begun to reclaim safe public spaces for women, especially in the big cities. The hashtag #IWillGoOut, which began as a Facebook phenomenon, has grown into a national campaign in the wake of multiple incidents of molestation in Bangalore during New Year's Eve. Kalpana Vishwanath, a researcher working on issues of women's safety, explains the phenomenon.
Within India, I think that whole sort of change in terms of many more women being seen in public, many more women working, many more women, you know, using public spaces and claiming their right to be in public spaces, which is, I think, in some senses creating a backlash to women.
But after a detailed study she did in the cities, Kalpana describes what really shocked her.
We asked women about their own experience of violence, and we asked men about what they have seen. Over 90% in both categories, men and women, said they had experienced women facing violence. So it is not just a perception, it's not just a fear, but actual violence.
Since the gang rape of a Delhi student in late 2012, crimes continue to increase, with many making international headlines. Recent examples include the two teenage sisters in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh who were raped and killed and then hung from a mango tree near where they lived in 2015. The Danish tourist who was raped at knife point in Delhi's backpacker hub, and the Irish NGO volunteer raped in Kolkata the same year. Suman Nalwa, a police officer in Delhi, believes that the 70,000 strong force has to wake up.
Police has to keep now abreast with the new emerging needs of the woman, whether it's security or otherwise. Earlier, women would not do such late shifts and they were not working 24/7, 365. So now it's a round-the-clock shift. Of course, we have to keep abreast with their security needs.
A lot still needs to be done to make women feel safe in the country, as there has been little progress made in addressing the attitudes that legitimize violence and discrimination against women. Instances of acid attacks have been reported in nearly all parts of the world, but they are particularly endemic to South Asia, especially in India. Estimates say that more than 1,000 acid attacks a year take place in India. In almost all cases, men carry out the attacks and women are the victims. Ritu was attacked by her neighbor because she rejected his advances. She suffers 70% burn injuries and is fighting her case.
Volleyball khelti thi state level tak maine khela. I used to play active volleyball. I remember clearly that it was around 4:30 p.m. on that fateful day when I was going for practice. Two boys on a motorbike threw acid. The place was extremely crowded where I was attacked.
The big question which remains is, despite systemic changes to deal with sexual violence, why there has been no dip in such crimes? Tougher sentences can only be effective in keeping offenders off the streets for a certain period of time. Changing mindsets through sensitization, education, and awareness programs could be one answer. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.